Taking a breath in and out. And relaxing your body, feeling very present. Letting go of any of the stresses of the day, any worries or concerns. And let this breath just cleanse your cellular body. Sending a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Maybe it's 2 feet wide today. Big hollow center. And let's set a little whirlwind or vacuum at the bottom. And let's just begin to release all the excess energy in the body. If you're having difficulty getting your grounding cord down, go ahead and remove the grounding cord you have and just give it off to your family beings or whoever's lit up right now about you working your DNA and stem cell space. So just give that old grounding cord away and create a new grounding cord for yourself. And maybe you want to blow a couple roses up, so you just put a rose under your first chakra, down about 2 feet below your body. Put a rose down and put a little stick of dynamite under it and blow it up. Put a rose down, put a little stick of dynamite under it and blow it up. Maybe you need to do that 10 times if you've got some gunk preventing you from grounding. And then go ahead and really put a brand new grounding cord down, not the old one, a brand new one, ground it to the center of the earth. It's 2 feet wide, hollow in the center. Maybe it's covered with beautiful 70s daisies or butterflies or, you know, something that makes it really authentically your grounding cord. Maybe it's more like tree roots. And make sure that grounding cord is releasing, that there's a vacuum down there or a tornado, a whirlwind, something moving that energy out of your body. Let's remove all the uncertainty. And let go of, I can't do it, maybe I'm not good enough, this is too hard. Let it all go. It's your time to own and create in this miracle space. Female bodies, ground your ovaries, your right and left ovary, with a line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the first chakra and down to the center of the earth. Set the right ovary on release, set the left ovary on release, and begin to release the healing projects out of your body. Male bodies, ground your male body with a line of energy straight down to the center of the earth. And begin to release those testicles. Release competition, release aggression. Just bringing everybody into neutrality. Female bodies are turning way down on healing other people outside themselves. Male bodies are releasing all of this outer aggression, assertion, competition. And this is really about being one with yourself, with your authentic, pure self at this point. And ladies, I really want you to look at those ovaries and make sure that they're releasing. We really need everybody else's energy out of your ovaries. Your ovaries are where you heal from, and anybody you're concerned about or worried about right now, you just need to let it go. So you let everybody out of your body. All those healing projects, your pets, your children, your mother, your father, let's let them all go. And ladies, one more step. Let's go ahead and draw a line of energy from each of the ovaries to, you know, just across. So now you have a triangle. You have the Y that was already formed with the grounding cord, and now you're just connecting the two ovaries. And let's just light that up with gold energy. So you have a golden triangle right in that miracle space, that space where we create life from. And if you wonder if you have miracle energy because you didn't create a baby, let me assure you that that spiritual mechanism is working perfectly in you. I'm just going to light that up in the golden triangle. All right, going up to the adrenals at waist level. Slightly above the waist, sitting on top of the kidneys, draw a line of energy from each of the adrenal glands to the first chakra and down to the center of the earth. Set the adrenals on release. Release all the stress out energy. And release the pain body through here. So if you've been in some level of pain and one of the reasons you want to do the regeneration process is to get you out of pain, it's just a great idea to let those adrenals calm way down. So we're clearing them out. You're doing a wonderful job. And remember, as we're looking at this, that the body is actually functioning perfectly, even when it's in pain. It is actually doing what it was meant to do. When there's a breakdown in the body puts on warning signals. And those warning signals may be on really overdrive because there's a breakdown in the body. So the sort of like being in Star Trek and being on red alert. And the body never gets a chance to go off of red alert because there's something really not right. So we're going to just say, thank you, body, for giving me all the information I need so that I can make the appropriate adjustments. And we're going to get us back to neutrality, to ease, to calm, to peace. You're doing a great job. And then we want to really turn the sympathetic nervous system way down and turn the parasympathetic nervous system way up. The sympathetic system is the one where it really gives us all the information about pain, about being on overdrive, the adrenaline rush. So we're turning that down. We can plug the sciatic nerve, which runs right alongside the adrenals, plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals, and release the whole nervous system through the adrenals. Beautiful. We're releasing all that agitation in the nerves. Some of you may have some kind of sticky, gunky energy in the nervous system. Some of you who have been doing lots of meditations, your nervous system's pretty clear. Why don't you just take a golden sticky rose or a golden vacuum cleaner? A golden Roomba is a little automated vacuum cleaner. Go ahead and clean off the nerves. If there's some gunky energy or some stuck energy, go ahead and clean that off with that little golden tool. And we're really releasing the nervous system. Remember, it's like a bucket of water with a cork in the bottom. You pull the cork out and the excess energy just drains off down the grounding cord. Use that image over and over again. It's such a great image because it really gives us access real quickly to what it looks like when the nervous system cleans out. And when it comes to its state of wellness, it's really at a beautiful electric blue. The nervous system is our electric system. And we can really love and appreciate the nervous system. Really, it's just operating perfectly. Both in when it's on sympathetic, when it's on overdrive, and when it's relaxed and in its healing state. Right now we want that relaxed healing state. You're doing a great job. Going up to the center of the head, it's very, very important to have the center of the head cleaned out. So with playfulness, let's just take a good look around. Are you up in the attic or are you actually in your throne room? Some people's center of the head looks like a junk-filled attic. So if you're one of those, let's go ahead and clean it out. And even if it's your control center or your throne room, let's just really make it sparkly. Open a trap door out the back of the head and clean out all of the visitors, all the recurring thoughts. Let's get rid of all the dust bunnies, fuzz balls, extra newspapers, cobwebs, you know, boxes of stuff that you've been meaning to put away or give to Goodwill. Let's get it all out of there. You know what I'm talking about. I know there aren't really literally boxes up there. Let's just clean it out. Throw everything down the grounding cord. So you're left with a beautiful throne and a really clear space. My favorite tool, many of you know, is a fire hose, a spiritual fire hose, and I just hose it down. When I've gotten everything out of there, I just sparkle it up. I wish we could hose down our houses like that and just, woohoo, it's clean. And as this clears out and cleans out, you might notice it as a golden temple of silence. It's one of the beautiful ways I like to look at this, like a golden cave where the walls are made of pure gold. And sometimes I imagine it to be in this beautiful, very dark, mysterious blue. You can do whatever you like. The blue helps with deprogramming and really changing the way that you think. So if you feel like you're programmed by lots of other people, blue is really a great place to be in. The gold, of course, is the energy of the Supreme Being. So we're really kind of making that sanctuary space aligned with the energy of the Supreme Being. Both of them are good for different occasions. In front of you is your view screen. And it goes right out. Maybe it's out in front of your forehead. Maybe it's right at your forehead. It's how we're going to look at things and heal things. So we want this view screen really, really clean. So go ahead and take some spiritual Windex and let's just wash off that screen. If some smog is on it or dust or smudge marks, let's get it all off. Maybe you want to take one of those wonderful cotton cloths, like a very nicely washed old diaper. Favorite dust rag. Just make sure that you get it really, really clean because we're going to be looking at lots of beautiful cells and it's going to be really fun because you want to really be able to see it without looking through like dirty sunglasses. Great. This is really time to be impeccable with our cleaning, our house cleaning. Alrighty, and then popping out the top of the head. And let's go ahead and pull the aura into 18 inches around the body. Take a look at your aura. Make sure that your aura is filled out in the back as well as the front. Make sure that you have a nice sharp edge to your aura. Maybe it's luminescent, like a bubble blow bubble's edge. And inside it is the container of you. So you have your own energy, and then you have your physical body, and there's a spirit in body too. Pretty cool. Lots and lots of layers of you. Wonderful. Go ahead and put cobalt blue flame on the edge of the aura, a corona. Flame up like a gas flame. You can turn a switch and, you know, when you turn your oven on, if you have a gas flame, the old-fashioned ones, you actually had to click, click, click and light a match, and then it would just whoosh. Come on, go ahead and do that just for the fun of it. And have it just kind of leap. Those flames are leaping off of your aura. It's lots of fun. And it's burning off all the programming energy from people outside you and also from alien energy. Awesome. If there's any bumps, dings, or dents in the aura, smooth them out. If there's any holes, fill them in. Go ahead and put a golden Roomba, a vacuum cleaner, at the top of your head and under your feet. And let's just let them roll. The one above you is spiraling down around your head and all the way down to your waist, and the one below you, below your feet, is spiraling around under your feet and coming all the way up by your ankles and just spiraling through your aura. Of course, it's cleaning the aura of all the dust bunnies and fuzzballs we picked up from walking through other people's auras, people having a bad day, and we start getting their gunk piled up on us. You ever notice when you've been around somebody who has really funky energy and they're really in a tizzy, how even it's hard to focus after you've been around them, like you just have a hard time seeing out your eyeballs, feel like you need glasses. It's a really good technique to clear that out. You can do this and you can blow roses and that moves that energy away. Starting to feel better in here, isn't it? All right, opening your feet, chakras. Those beautiful lotus-like lenses at the bottom of your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. And wow, do we ever want this space clear? We really, really want it clear. The reason we want it clear is we're ready to take our next steps spiritually, physically, on the mundane world, on the astral. We're really powerfully ready to take our next steps. And clearing out the legs does a couple things. One is it increases our affinity for being here on planet Earth. So some of that with the discouragement, maybe you're having a health issue, you kind of get reconnected with Mother Earth. It's spectacular to do that. Really own your space here on the planet, not like, oh, maybe I should go if it's too hard. You let that go, let those thoughts go. You say, I'm here, I'm gonna get my money's worth. I'm gonna live as long as I can live. I'm gonna enjoy every moment in my body. I'm thrilled to be here and I love planet Earth. You know, opening those lake channels is like going for an hour walk in the woods. You know how wonderful you feel after you've been walking in nature and the birds have been singing and you've noticed the glistening on the lake or the beautiful mountain pass. Maybe you're walking through redwoods or pine trees and everything smells so alive and so green, and It's just an incredible experience. It's exactly what you're doing. You're opening your leg channels to being part of that glorious Mother Earth. And you're sort of letting go of the human experience of Mother Earth. You're letting go of driving down the freeway and being in pollution and being bombarded by technology and sitting on the computer or the cell phone or, you know, whatever, those beeps and bings and all of that. We're letting that out of the physical body while we do this healing. Perfectly fine to have that in your world in balance. But when we're meditating, we want to really let all that technology and machine energy out of the body so that we can really hold in a space of mastery this deeper, profound miracle space. So spectacular. And just wanting to make sure that everybody's got that energy that's run through the hips is going down the grounding cord. So it doesn't sit in the pelvic area, it goes down. So you're clearing out those leg channels, and then that excess energy is going down the grounding cord. So it's sort of like you've just, taken one of those bottle brushes and washed out your leg channels, or had a beautiful earth liquid. Earth energy is often green or rust-colored, you know, earthy-colored. And so you're just really flooding those legs and the leg channels with a bath of earth energy. And then we'll go ahead and find cosmic energy that's aligned with your highest bliss. Go to that wonderful place we've talked about in many meditations. Mine is a temple in Nepal on the top of a mountain. Bring a line of energy from that glorious place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bring that energy down into your neck, and let's just clear out the vertebrae in the neck as well as the neck, bringing it down into your shoulders. If you have tight shoulders, let it flood through those tight muscles. Let's let everything kind of come to peace and healing. And then going down your upper arms through all those beautiful muscles in the shoulders and arms, through the bones, through the elbows, through the forearms and all those beautiful muscles, through the wrists, the carpals, all those little funny looking bones that really help us operate our hands so wonderfully with such precision, through the palms, and your life story in your palm. Through your fingers. And all the way out to your fingertips. And then let all that energy just flood out the fingertips. So we're washing the creative channels, the ability to grasp and receive. Burdens and responsibilities up in the neck and shoulders. Letting that all go. Bringing more of that energy down into your spine and your back channels. Starting to feel really, really exquisite. And then down into your hips. We're letting go of all of what's behind you. We're letting go of funky vertebrae connections. So every cervical or vertebrae is lovingly connected to every other vertebrae. The muscles are all perfectly relaxed and aligned in just the right way. Enough oxygen and blood, and there's enough fluid in the muscles to let them feel comfortable. And all the way, we're going all the way down to the base of the spine, all the way down into the sacrum and the coccyx, all the way into those glutes. Yep, we're going to clear the glutes. And then wrapping through the pelvic cradle. And all the digestive and reproductive organs. The tiny little muscles that connect everything with everything else and hold everything together. We're clearing all of that. Coming up through the belly, behind the belly button. And now we're just bringing that energy. We're kind of bathing the insides really, really well with this cosmic energy. So all the digestive organs that go up, everything that's related there, the stomach, the liver, the pancreas, the gallbladder, the heart, the lungs. Feels so good. It's really like having a spiritual shower on the inside. And we're going through all those glands, the adrenals and the kidneys and the thymus and the thyroid. We're up in the neck now and the parathyroid and all those wonderful neck muscles and bones and all the mechanisms that allow us to eat and digest and all the mechanisms that allow our heart and blood pressure to flow perfectly. All getting cleaned out and washed out. And coming up through under the neck. And let's just let this energy flood through the glands, the saliva glands, the tongue, the jaw, the teeth, the gums. Yeah, and back and up through behind the eyes. Through your sinuses, through your brain, and then fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain. And sometimes when people are new to this, maybe the fountain doesn't make a full kind of circular expression like fireworks. You know, you see fireworks and they go in a kind of a full, almost like a blossom or like a daisy. And sometimes people have some of their fountain, their spiritual fountain, clogged up and it only shoots out one side. So if that's the case with you, go ahead and clean out that area. You can do it just with your imagination. You can use like the vacuum cleaner technique or a little toothpick or whatever you want, but get all those holes open. You can blow a rose or two at the top of your head. That sometimes works. You just want to make sure. Say a hello to that function and make sure that the fountain is really fountaining out. And once you've got that running and going, just let all this beautiful spiritual flow go down the grounding cord. Anything that's getting cleaned out is going down the grounding cord. And you're now in this beautiful light body, feeling very aligned. We're going to turn the chakras down a little bit. Turn the first chakra down to about 10%. Turn the second and third chakras down to about 25%. We're just going to be in the upper regions while we're working on this regenerative energy. And then when we complete the meditation, we'll put everything back at 100%. And let's just leave the unconscious suggestion that whenever you complete a meditation where you've turned the chakras down, that when the meditation is complete, you automatically come back to full function of 100%. Put a protection rose at the front edge of your aura, ground it to the center of the earth. I'd also like you to put a magnet rose at eye level, grounded to the center of the earth. And let's call all your energy back from the day, from the week, from the month, from the year, from the lifetime. Let's just get all your energy back to you. So that magnet rose is very, very capable of sucking up a lot of energy. You can feel so much love in this space, and so much gratitude. You're just wonderful. You're doing an extraordinary job, surrounded in love, divine happiness, bliss. You even feel those cells getting very sparkly and united with the divine. And go ahead and reach out and take that magnet rose and pop it into your head. Bring all your energy back to you. And we'll take a very short break and then go back into meditation. So if you want to come to consciousness, move around, get a drink of water, that's fine. I'm going to leave you mostly in a light trance, but that will allow you to come back into your body if you need to take care of your physical body. And then we'll return in a minute.